This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when one of the distinguished former politicians, who still has a lot of people who admire him, as I do, says that both Joe Biden and Donald Trump are putting America's financial future in jeopardy and putting them at risk by ruling out changes, necessary changes in Social Security and Medicare. Remarkable statement. Who made it? We will tell you on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also take a look at the collapse in funding for a number of members of the Republican Party, which hurt the Republican campaign to win control of the Senate in particular, and to win a more substantial margin in the House than the 4-vote margin that the Republicans hold right now. We will get to that, and also to all of the attacks on Governor Ron DeSantis. Is it true that Governor DeSantis wants to teach people that there is no such thing as white people who aren't heroes, that all white people are heroes? We will get to that as well on the Medved Show. But first up, there's a viral video that has been viewed now over 2 million times. It just came out. And on Wednesday, in Pine Hills, Florida, there was a shooting spree. It doesn't quite classify as a mass killing because only 3 people died, 5 people were wounded. But the 3 people who died were a 9-year-old girl, a woman not related to the little girl who was 38 years old, and a TV reporter. The criminal, the shooter, was named Keith Moses, and he was 19 years old. He had an extremely prolific criminal record, beginning when he was 14. He had been arrested for grand theft and arrested for domestic violence, and he's 19. And he's clearly exactly the kind of person who should never have hold of a firearm. He used a Glock 40 caliber revolver, and he first killed a woman that he knew when she and her companion or boyfriend, whoever was with her at the time, had offered him a ride, and he sat in the back seat and he blew the woman's head off while they were driving. And then later he attacked another woman who he apparently didn't know, 38 years old, a mother, and there was a 9-year-old girl who was caught in the crossfire and a TV reporter as they followed up on these shootings. In any event, when the police finally came up to Keith Moses, who was identified as a known gang member with a lengthy rap sheet that included arrests on grand theft and domestic violence charges, the arrest, which was captured on body cams attached to the police officers, sounded like this. And what's fascinating is that this particular criminal, who killed 3 people, is obviously trying to make this a controversial arrest, one that would attract sympathy and attention. Listen.
Get on your face. Get on your face. Get on with your face! Get on your face!
They're killing me!
Let me go!
That's Antley's on. Let me go! Relax, man.
All right, we got him secure.
Relax.
All you guys coming up.
Relax.
The other direction.
Relax.
That way. Go secure that whole area.
I can't breathe.
Everybody down there needs to be.
I can't breathe.
He walked up and down there.
I can't breathe.
Okay, the I can't breathe, John Ziegler points out in a tweet that's been widely circulated that it's very clear that Moses was trying to use the I can't breathe narrative in a desperate attempt to create a problematic arrest. This is where media narratives have real impact. And again, the one thing that this case illustrates is that he didn't have an adult criminal record as extensive as his criminal record between the ages of 14 and 18. He's 19 years old now. But should it not be incredibly difficult for somebody who is, say, 19 years old and has had criminal offenses of a violent nature and a very frequent nature in his early teens? I mean, honestly, this is not a question of gun control. It's a question of enforcing laws that exist now or stiffening laws that exist now to make it more difficult for people with criminal records to get firearms. It seems to me that the public interest in making firearms available to an individual like Keith Moses, who is now safely arrested, not hospitalized, not injured, not damaged, not killed, but he will face justice. And justice for the kind of brutal killings he had of three people, including a 9-year-old girl. Isn't this another case where the death penalty is profoundly appropriate? There is there's also this, and this is not a question of a death penalty offense, but for a journalist, it's a terrible offense. Andrea Mitchell of MSNBC admitted she was imprecise when she said that Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, didn't want slavery taught in schools. That is a completely baseless idea. Governor DeSantis has said repeatedly, of course, any educated person needs to know about slavery and its history in America. Here's Andrea Mitchell's somewhat feeble apology, clip 13.
And a postscript. In my interview last Friday with Vice President Harris, I was imprecise in summarizing Governor DeSantis' position about teaching slavery in schools. Governor DeSantis is not opposed to teaching the fact of slavery in schools, but he has opposed the teaching of an African-American studies curriculum as well as the use of some authors and source materials that historians and teachers say makes it all but impossible for students to understand the broader historic and political context behind slavery and its aftermath in the years since.
Okay, in other words, is what she's saying that unless you actually teach the critical race theory, that you're making it difficult or impossible for people to understand slavery and its context? One of the problems that you have in some of these special efforts to inject criminal race theory is the fact that there is no context. You would be led to believe that the American colonists invented slavery. You wouldn't be led to believe that slavery for 1,000 years had a flourishing existence in Africa and around the world. And the idea that slavery is evil and it's profound and we need to feel some national guilt for the hypocrisy between being a land of liberty and a land that guarantees life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that contradiction between that and slavery, sure, of course you need to learn that. But the deeper context about the nature and the history of slavery is also important, and you don't really find that in terms of the critical race theory. When we come back, there's a trifecta of inaccuracies on this same issue from another author on MSNBC. We will get to that and to more on The Michael Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
A new state tax is projected to increase gas prices by 46 cents per gallon next year. The new tax will almost double the amount of state taxes you pay for a gallon of gas. Plus, it gets even worse down the road. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. By 2030, the new state emissions tax is projected to add 80 cents to a gallon of gas and 97 cents to a gallon of diesel. Go to deep6the46.com for details. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the things that is very obvious is that Democrats do not like Governor DeSantis. Actually, he got a chunk of Democrat votes in his landslide reelection victory that just happened a couple of months ago, remember? But they certainly believe, and they're right, that DeSantis would be a more formidable and in a very different way opponent than Donald J. Trump. And that's the only reason I can think of, other than the fact that they want to smear Republicans in general, that they bring up so many lies about Ron DeSantis and some of his concerns about the education system in Florida. And some of his concerns include what people on the left call the Don't Say Gay bill, which does not, repeat, does not do anything about suggesting that people teaching social study classes or elsewhere should not mention homosexuality, should not mention the fact that there has been an evolving change in terms of attitudes toward homosexuality. It doesn't say you can't say gay. It says what you don't do is try to counsel children themselves contrary to their parents' points of view and try to undermine the authority of parents at home at children that might be questioning their own gender identity and so forth. But even more distorted and more serious has been the attacks on DeSantis and his concerns about an advanced placement a black studies class that was being offered in Florida, as it's being offered around the country. He does not oppose that. But what he opposes is using that class as a source of propaganda and a partisan political propaganda. And this is Joy Reid hitting a misinformation trifecta when talking about the attempts by Governor DeSantis to have a more open-minded and more perspective-rich background provided on the issue of black history. This is Joy Reid on MSNBC. Listen.
So we've been talking during the show about Republicans legislating their feelings. Well, in Florida, they have taken it to a whole new level with what can only be described as the extreme coddling of the conservative mind. Already, the not-so-free state of Florida, under the governance of Ron DeSantis, has been banning books that make conservatives feel uncomfortable. It's to the point that teachers could potentially go to jail for sharing contraband books, like books about Rosa Parks or Roberto Clemente. In fact, one full-time substitute teacher was abruptly fired after posting a video showing the empty bookshelves in their classroom. You also have the restrictions in schools over what can be taught about race and gender for fear white children might feel bad when they find out that not all white people in history were heroes and that there were gay people long before RuPaul. And yes, there is the obsession over drag performances that somehow cause irreparable harm to conservatives and their kids, though they have yet to explain how generations of young minds survived the many Bugs Bunny cartoons where he dresses up as a girl bunny.
Okay, bringing up the Bugs Bunny cartoons right now is, it's like bringing up the Some Like It Hot with Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis and Marilyn Monroe. I mean, okay, then they treated the idea of men dressing as women as a source of humor. It's a very different thing if you have a drag queen story hour at your local library or at your local school, because you're much more specifically approaching a specific lifestyle and a particular lifestyle. Concerning her trifecta and disinformation, there is no attempt at all, there has been no attempt at all, to ban books on Rosa Parks, who is rightly recognized as an American hero by everyone. Rosa Parks, who refused to give up her seat in Montgomery, Alabama, and led with the help of a local pastor, at the time a very young local pastor, Martin Luther King Jr., to the Montgomery bus boycott. There's no book on Rosa Parks that's been banned, or where people would go to jail for having those books. Or Roberto Clemente. Roberto Clemente, a great, great outfielder for the Pittsburgh Pirates, who was a very proud Puerto Rican American, and actually died while he was running heroically a relief mission after natural disasters in the Caribbean to try to help poor people who shared some of his background. And the idea that a sub was fired after a video of empty shelves was released by him, it's because the video was phony. In other words, there were no empty shelves in his school. He had taken some shelves, taken books down, and shown this is where the books were all taken out, but it didn't happen. And it seems to me that a teacher who was trying to undermine a policy at his own school and doing so dishonestly. And as for the Florida fears that that children would find out that not all white people were heroes, it's simply impossible to teach history. And the idea that there's an objection to teaching white people as non-heroes, do you think that somehow people are commanded by Florida law or by Governor DeSantis to talk about the Redcoats and the American Revolution, the British parliamentary forces who were there fighting against George Washington and Alexander Hamilton, who, yes, was in combat with George Washington, that those people were heroes? And right now we do acknowledge, and the whole idea of taking down some of the statues, that no, the Confederate people who fought to defend slavery and the politicians like Abraham Lincoln's one-time friend in the House, Alexander H. Stephens, that's Alexander Hamilton Stephens, a congressman from Georgia, he said at the time the Confederacy was created, the Confederacy had been organized for a great truth, to defend a great truth, which was the virtue of slavery and the division of the races. No one is trying to teach that Alexander H. Stephens was a hero, and nor will you find that regularly taught anywhere, and certainly not in Florida or by Governor DeSantis, in terms of trying to demonstrate the heroism of people who committed treason against America. By the way, there is a black hero who's getting us kind of old, but she appeared on TV recently, Angela Davis. She was at UCLA as a professor the same time my wife was studying there. She has run for vice president on the Communist Party ticket, and she just found out an amazing fact about her ancestry, which came out on TV. We'll share it with you coming up on the MedVet Show.
More of Michael MedVet in a moment. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776. If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. The Treasury Secretary is confronting Russian officials on the now year-long war in Ukraine. Secretary Janet Yellen directly condemned senior Russian officials during a meeting of G20 nations in India. She told Russian officials their continued work for the Kremlin makes them complicit in President Vladimir Putin's atrocities. A cold winter storm is bringing snow to parts of Southern California that haven't seen it in many years.
We considered rescheduling, but then these kids are so excited, so we packed rain ponchos and snow boots and gonna deal with it, I guess.
The higher elevations in the mountains of Los Angeles County are under blizzard warnings. Lawsuits are being filed in Ohio. Law firm Johnson & Johnson recently announced it'll file a class action lawsuit against the railroad on behalf of all the residents within 30 miles of the site of that toxic train derailment. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Check out a long list of history shows at MedvedHistoryStore.com. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we still have available this very special sale, which is part of what's going on at the American History Store. And it's in honor of President's Day and all of the serious birthdays that have taken place in the month of February, including that of Ronald Reagan. There are great history shows about Abraham Lincoln, about Ronald Reagan, about George Washington, about the biggest presidential landslides of all time and what made them so one-sided. And it's all available on flash drive, USB. It's over 100 hours of fascinating storytelling. And it's available at 75% off. If you'll go now to the President's Day sale at michaelmedved.com, you can find the banner there, or go directly to medvedhistorystore.com.
Swear to God, true story.
Advantage. Well, that's right. Thank you, Mr. President. Speaking about a true story and an amazing true story, and it's one of those, we actually have something like that on the air that came up just a couple of weeks ago. But Angela Davis, who was a glamour girl of the left, and she was very close to, in every way, a number of the leaders and the creators of the Black Panther movement in the Bay Area. In fact, she was implicated in one of the attempted escapes, which ended up a bloody situation with one of the Black Panther leaders. She, at one time, was a candidate for vice president of the United States on the part of the Communist Party. She was an academic at UCLA and somebody who had studied under Herbert Marcuse, who was a leading Marxist theorist. In any event, She's somebody who's had a long and durable career in academia and in activism, and very much proud of her black ancestry. But she found out something about her ancestry that she didn't know as part of a fascinating show on PBS. It's called Finding Your Roots. It's hosted by Henry Louis Gates, who is certainly one of the leading academics in the field of black studies. Has taught for many years at Harvard, taught for Princeton, at Princeton before that. Henry Louis Gates actually confronted Angela Davis with some prizes, surprises, real surprises about her ancestry. Listen.
Any idea what you're looking at? That is a list of the passengers on the Mayflower.
No, I can't believe this. No. My ancestors did not come here on the Mayflower.
Your ancestors came on the Mayflower.
No.
You are descended from one of the 101 people who sailed on the Mayflower.
Oof. That's a little bit too much to deal with right now.
Did you ever in your wildest dreams think that you may have descended from people who laid...
Never.
The foundation.
Never.
For this country.
Never. Never. Never.
Okay, and the fact that she says never, never, never is one of those things that is absolutely necessary to include in any history of the United States, which is the United States was not built on any sense of racial purity. Again, people know about some famous cases where there is reason to believe that slave masters, enslavers, like Thomas Jefferson, unfortunately, he certainly wasn't in slavery, he had up to 300 slaves at one time. There is some historical question as to whether he actually fathered five children with one of his slaves who also happened to be his dead wife's half-sister. Okay, now how did that happen? Jefferson's wife was named Martha Wales Skelton, and her father was involved with Sally Hemings' slave mother, who was described as what was called at the time an octoroon, meaning somebody who was one-eighth black. But the idea that Angela Davis may have found that the pilgrims who came in 1620 included 101 people, and that one of those people had a child, who had a grandchild, who had a great-grandchild, who may have married or consorted with a woman or a man of color, and therefore produced this Davis family. This is part of what happened in America. One of the things that people believe is that there was genocide against Native Americans, that there was a deliberate attempt to wipe out all existence of Native American tribes. And one of the objections to that theory is that it ignores the very enthusiastic welcome and support by people like the pilgrims for what were called praying Indians, Indians who had assimilated and become part of the white society around them. And that's how you get this phenomenal example of very, very prominent people, including Bill Clinton, including Elvis Presley, who trace their ancestry back to partially Cherokee. And the Cherokees were particularly skilled and powerful and advanced Indian tribe, and partially because they did assimilate. And the idea that Angela Davis is so resistant to the fact that she is descended from the pilgrims, it's a very, very important lesson about the American past. And glad to see that she's chuckling about it, but it's more important than that. The Trump forewoman in the jury on the Trump grand jury investigation has made the media rounds and become a nightmare for prosecutors. Why? Because she's part of this ongoing investigation of President Trump trying to overturn the election in Georgia. And she doesn't entirely sound nonpartisan or impartial. This is the jury forewoman, Emily Kors, displaying some bizarre behavior and facial expressions in multiple TV interviews in regards to the Trump court case. This is on CNN.
The sections that were removed were consciously chosen to be removed, and I don't want to say I have better judgment than the judge.
That's totally understandable. Is it, would you say, when it comes to, there are indictments recommended, of course. Is it
yes.
more than 12 people? Is it more than 20 people?
I think if you look at the page numbers of the report, there's about 6 pages in the middle that got cut out. Allow for spacing. It's not a short list.
Not a short list. More, I mean, when it comes to the name that everyone wants to know about is former President Trump.
Of course.
Did you recommend charges against Donald Trump?
I really don't want to share something that the judge made a conscious decision not to share. I will tell you that it was a process where we heard his name a lot. We definitely heard a lot about former President Trump, and we definitely discussed him a lot in the room. And I'll say that when this list comes out, there are no major plot twists waiting for you.
There are no major plot twists that are waiting for you? Well, here's a plot twist, is that one of the characteristics of President Trump is he loves being the center of attention. And when she brings up, he was one of the major topics that was discussed in the courtroom, in that grand jury room. I mean, normally Trump would be saying, oh, yeah, good, they're talking about me. I don't think in this context. It's also not a good thing for Trump opponents who are hoping for some kind of a definitive verdict from or indictments from the grand jury that will be determined by this special grand jury. There's a real problem with what she is saying.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bed.
What?
Your cultural crusader.
What the hell? What is this?
This is the Michael Medved Show.
What is that? Is that Don Lemon, Greg? Is that who we were just hearing? It is Don Lemon, who has now apologized and come back and is trying to reconstruct his career after his very ill-considered attack on Nikki Haley, calling her at age 51 past her prime because she happened to be female. Not an appropriate comment by Don Lemon. There's a great deal of controversy about the jury forewoman in this special grand jury that has been put together by the district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia. Her name is Fani Willis, and she says Fani, not Fanny. And she has worked with Emily Kors, who's a jury forewoman. I mean, my wife has been a jury forewoman in a criminal trial that she did her jury duty in Seattle. And I'm glad to say that she was able to help get a conviction for a criminal who was extremely eligible for that kind of conviction. In any event, she would not have had the brass or the irresponsibility to actually speak so repeatedly to the media and to create all kinds of implications of bias. Because when she talks about President Trump, it seems fairly clear that she would like the honor, if that's the word, of being involved in helping get the President of the United States indicted. This is very different from an indictment, an impeachment proceeding, because this is not political at all. This is based upon alleged criminal violations of trying to overthrow and overturn through fraudulent, a special pleading, a legitimate election that has been certified and ratified again and again and again. This was now Emily Kors, that jury forewoman, speaking on MSNBC. And see if she sounds like she's playing it right up the middle, or whether she looks like she's auditioning to be a cheerleader for the lock him up chorus regarding Donald Trump. Clip 7.
Did you personally want to hear from the former president?
I wanted to hear from the former president, but honestly, I kind of wanted to subpoena the former president because I got to swear everybody in. And so I thought it'd be really cool to get 60 seconds with President Trump. of me looking at him and being like, do you solemnly swear? And me getting to swear him in, I kind of just thought that would be an awesome moment. I can see how trying to get the former president to come talk to us would have been a year in negotiation by itself.
So it sounds like that was ultimately a battle that you all decided not to wage.
Exactly. That's kind of how it ended up, was that. And I'd be fascinated by what he said, but do you think he would have come in and said anything groundbreaking, or just the same kind of thing we've heard? So at some point, you don't need to hear 50 people say the same thing.
Mm.
You know what I mean? At some point, you kind of start to get the gist.
And the giggling and the obvious relishing that she displays to being in the public eye has drawn a great deal of controversy and a great deal of commentary, not all of it positive. Steve Ratner, who is a chairman and chief executive officer of Willett Advisors, he's somebody who has given advice on legal and political issues all over the board and on people on both sides. He went onto MSNBC to talk about the prospect of a national divorce, but we will get to that. First up, there was Anderson Cooper with a legal analyst on CNN who chimes in on Emily Kors and the impact of what this jury forewoman is likely to exert on the proceedings that have threatened, to some extent, Donald J. Trump. Listen, clip 8.
This person is talking on TV. I do not understand. She's clearly enjoying herself.
Yeah.
But, I mean, is this responsible? She was the foreperson of this grand jury.
This is a horrible idea, and I guarantee you that prosecutors are wincing watching her go on this.
I was wincing just watching her eagerness
yes.
to, like, you know, hint at stuff.
It's painful in that respect. This is a very serious prospect here. We're talking about indicting any person. You're talking about potentially taking away that person's liberty. We're talking about potentially a former president for the first time in this nation's history. She does not seem to be taking that very seriously.
There's no reason for her to be out talking.
No.
It's
a prosecutor's nightmare. Mark my words. Donald Trump's team is going to make a motion, if there's an indictment, to dismiss that indictment based on grand jury impropriety. She's not supposed to be talking about anything, really, but she's really not supposed to be talking about the deliberations. She's talking about what specific witnesses they saw, what the grand jury thought of them. She says some of them we found credible, some of them we found funny. I don't know why that's relevant, but she's been saying we found this guy funny or interesting. I think she's potentially crossing a line here. It's going to be a real problem for prosecutors.
And I don't think there's any question that what he's saying is entirely correct. The question here is also, with this case and with many other cases involving Trump, involving his business practices, involving the alleged hush money provided for Stormy Daniels, that is a proceeding that is still moving forward. Involving, most seriously of all, Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, who, by the way, just got a little bit of attention. He subpoenaed two witnesses close to Trump. Now, this is on the matter of both Trump's behavior on January 6th and his role in provoking what some people call an insurrection, but clearly was a violent riot, and his role in basically taking classified documents and then refusing to return them, and basically trying to hide and obscure the fact that he had possession of these documents. Ivanka Trump and her husband Jared have been both subpoenaed to participate in this ongoing investigation. Now, they previously had both testified for the January 6th Congressional Committee, and apparently they were very cooperative and very straightforward, and that might be the case here. There are now Republican leaders in Iowa who are worried about a different kind of vote fraud. And it seems to me to be a completely legitimate concern. We mentioned yesterday on the show briefly that in Iowa, the Republicans are not going to be participating in the first Iowa caucuses, which will be for Democrats. And that leaves them open, especially if there is no Republican contest in Iowa or no Republican contest anywhere. It leaves them open to go into the Democratic caucuses and to make trouble. How would they make trouble? Well, one way would be to go into those Democratic caucuses, which would be happening first, and to try to defeat Biden or to even try to support Trump. The idea that Democrats could go into their Iowa caucuses to support Trump or could even wait and go into the Republican caucuses to support Trump. And why would they do that? Why would Democrats do that? Because of the conviction that Trump is a candidate who is uniquely defeatable. Is that true? The polling shows that Trump in most polls has an advantage over Joe Biden. And who would he be running against if it weren't Joe Biden? There are a number of Democrats who are putting their names forward and a number of Democrats who are the subject of intense speculation. There's more on including a number of films that have some religious substance to them. One film called The Jesus Revolution, which we will review. Another film called I, Mordechai, with Judd Hirsch, Oscar nominee, and Carol Kane, and also with others. It's about a Holocaust survivor living in South Florida. We will get to that and to much more. Sean Astin is in that film, too. All coming up in this special edition from Zihuatanejo, Mexico, of The Michael Medved Show, looking forward to return, yeah, I do, to this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.